Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Monday, April 19, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Violence is hurting and helping mission work in Nepal. Lack of adequate health care is causing problems for outreach in India, and Christian students are being urged to pray for fellow students who haven't heard. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nepal tops today's news as fighting between Maoist rebels and government troops has forced 38 national missionaries from their work. However, the fighting is allowing Christians unprecedented opportunities in other areas. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan.
The Maoists are telling our missionaries, you are starting the school and helping our people, no problem, you will continue to do your work. But in many other places, because of the unrest and the disturbance, the ministry has been hindered.
Yohannan says there's been another positive in this violent situation.
Before this, everywhere we had our workers getting in trouble with the government police, they're concentrating now on the Maoist. It's amazing how God uses all these stuff to get the gospel out. What shall we pray for? I don't know.
The great news is that despite the strife, literally thousands of people have come to know the Lord and more than 200 churches have been planted. Next, medical care is readily available in the West, but that's not so in many areas of the world. India is just one example, and it's affecting evangelism, church planning, and discipleship. Bobby Gupta is with HBI Global Partners based in India, and he says they've lost 9 pastors in 24 months.
One of the greatest difficulties we have with our missionaries is they live far away from any medical care. So when they do get sick, they don't actually run to a hospital or to a doctor because there are no doctors there. It kind of becomes extremely bad by the time they actually find out.
Gupta says they have 4 training centers and he would love to see medical missionaries come to India to help.
When we have teams come, we can have our pastors come to that particular training center and then they can do the medical checkups and we can combine their effort with doing some medical ministries in that area.
Gupta says this can provide a great open door to share the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. College students from North America are being asked to take part in 2005 Collegiate Quest for the Nations. Frank Banfill of Global Missions Fellowship says they're planning to use these young people to impact Latin America for Christ.
It's going to involve 1,000 college students from all across the United States who will journey with us for the purpose of sharing Christ and through that actually starting new churches.
Quest students will gather in Texas for worship and training, and then the 8 teams will begin their ministries. Banfill expects their biggest challenge to be spiritual.
As we go into some of these villages and cities and communities that are so dark spiritually, we try to target places where there are no gospel preaching churches and go into those places and share the light of Jesus Christ with folks. And then through that, we're trusting God just to see hundreds of people come to Him.
Quest for the Nations is being planned for May 2005. Next, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board says a network of youth ministries and mission organizations have issued a call to prayer. It's more of a direct challenge to student groups all over the world to spend the night in prayer for the more than 2 billion teenagers, most of whom have never heard the gospel. The campaign is called A Whole Night for the Whole World, and it's slated for May 29th. Its aim, to pray for global revival in their generation and to awaken a fire for sharing the hope of Christ. And since Ukraine's massive economic overhaul following independence from the Soviet Union, the country's infrastructure is showing its cracks. With nearly a third of the population living in poverty, there isn't enough support for the poor, elderly, or orphaned. Operation Blessing is meeting some of those needs through their outreach center. Last month, staffers provided thousands of meals for the hungry. A medical team also met hundreds of needs, all in the name of Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up for our daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. While you're there, request a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia. You can also request it by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the sacrificial story of the work of Indian nationals and their incredible results. I'm Greg Yoder.